Good morning and welcome to this meditation. I'll speak a little bit about posture. I know that many people here on this retreat have been on retreats with us before, so you've heard it. And maybe some people are very new, so please have some patience and just come with fresh mind. There might be something that you haven't heard before about posture, so it could be helpful. Or you might hear it in a new way, which is often an interesting approach to meditation in general, is to keep listening in a new way, like we're a newborn meditator every day. Because the idea that we already know how often gets in the way of hearing and receiving whatever might be coming up. And what I may be offering also may be coming from a group energy, something that I'm tapping into, of what we all have here to share. So posture, the main part is to make sure that your hips are higher than your knees. So there's a slope down. A bit of a slope down, and each person can find what is comfortable with that. Whether you're sitting with a cushion between your legs and your from your knees down is like underneath you, or if you're sitting on a chair, then it's good to lift up the back legs of the chair with a little plank or a tile or something. Or if you're sitting in lotus on a cushion, to make sure that you have enough cushions so that your hips are higher and your pelvis is held in that way, and your knees going down with your hands where it feels comfortable, upturned or turned down, so you can feel a contact with your own body there, and just rising up in your spine in a way that's not forcing. So you're not like a rigid rod, but more like allowing for the natural curve of the spine, the natural S of the spine, but a feeling of uprightness. So you're not slumped, because you may find that if you stay slumped, if you hunch up and put your shoulders up near your ears, or curve your shoulders inwards, or curve them too far outwards, making too much curve in the lower spine, after 5 minutes, meditation may become uncomfortable. And then we make an association, meditation equals painfulness. And it doesn't make us want to do meditation in that way. So there's also lying down. You're really, really welcome to find some good cushions and a blanket and lie down on your back or on your side, on your belly. But like all meditation postures, it's a good practice to try to stay with the posture that we've decided to do, and to stay with that posture all the way through the meditation. And so it's the same with lying down meditation, to just find a comfortable place to put your hands where you're not asking your muscles to do a lot of work. And so for that, often it's good to find cushions to put under your elbows in different places, or roll up your jacket, whatever you have close to you, so that you can stay comfortable and that you don't get the circulation of the blood cutting off and get numb, because that doesn't feel good either for too long. If you're sitting up, it's good to drop your chin a little towards the chest and find where is the right place with that. So so there, you're not forcing on your neck. And often with your eyes, just a little bit, tiny bit of light coming through. this can help, even though there's no strict rules again about it. You know, you can meditate with your eyes open, looking down in front of you, or you could meditate with your eyes completely shut. It's up to you what's needed for you. Sometimes we need to shut out a bit the outside to be able to focus. And sometimes we need to stay a little bit in contact with the world to not get disconnected. So I find that sometimes just a little bit of light through the eyelashes, like a bit like Persian blinds, you know, those windows that you can turn the thing, the stick, and they open a little bit. It helps me to sometimes to have that flow between outside and inside to make that okay. Please use as many cushions as you need. It's just we have different bodies, each one of us, that need different things. And some people are really bare-boned and just on the floor direct with nothing. And some people need many cushions to support their knees, to not be in pain with their knees. So, coming into our posture, I know you've been here a bit maybe already, so you could be settled. And just, if we need to, a last movement just to settle our bones into the right centered place. And just feeling that. Feeling the contact of the hands, contact on the ground, the place of connection between ground and your body, that meeting place. And the meeting place of the tip of the tongue, just behind the top teeth on the roof of the mouth, feeling into that place, which is very sensitive, lots of nerves there. So these three points of contact on the ground, the hands on the body, and the tongue. If I would like to invite you to come way away from the conceptual approach to our mind, body, heart now, and just feel the connection between, feel what is there now between the tongue and the place of contact, the hands, and the place of contact of either your bottom sitting on a cushion or chair, or your whole back and back of legs on the ground, or whatever is touching the ground. Just feeling that there's more intense spots, and then what's connecting them, feeling that as a whole. You could also take a preferred one of those, and just go slowly down or up from that place, or spread out from the place of that contact where sensation is a little bit more intense. Maybe we will feel at some point that there's a boundary. If we're really feeling into the flesh and bones and organs, just as a sensation thing, without putting any names to them, between these three points, there may be a moment we feel the boundaries of our body. We come up against, that's the boundary from inside your body. If this is an approach, it's okay for you to go inside the body, inside your body. And if it's not comfortable to go too much inside your body, because that's not something you're familiar with or it feels scary, you can just stay with the contact places, those intensity places of hands on the thighs, or your bottom on the chair, on the cushion, or your tongue on the roof of the mouth. But otherwise, just feel that spreading, like the spreading from the tip of the tongue to the whole of the mouth and the lips and the skin, the face, the muscles behind the skin, the jawline, etc. And allow ourselves to just settle into this pure sensation of body here, now. This is just a quick way in, like the highway to grounding in the body. We could be like in the contact of the bottom on the chair, the spreading circle could go to the whole of the lower belly and the upper legs, the rib cage. Just like in those publicities for like deep heat, for creams, for tensions in the body, where you see the red spots in the different places where there's often tensions. Feel those red spots glowing and growing from these three points of contact. Glowing and growing all the way down from the hands, down the legs, the knees, toes, feet, up the legs, into the hips, and meeting the other point of contact, and growing and glowing into that. And with this joining of the dots, these growing circles of awareness from inside our body, from the heat and intensity of that sensation, we could go towards a whole body feeling, a whole joinedness. Just see how that is. Even if not all of our body feels like that's possible, that's okay. It's a slow process of learning to be grounded inside the body. Maybe if there is places where there's some tensions holding on, we can just let that kind of warm glow release that tension. You know, whether that is like in the lower belly, a holding where we often hold on to emotions. There can be I don't need to do that anymore. I was only doing it because it was unconscious. And then when we arrive in that place, then we realize we can just let go, like a hand that's been holding tight, and we're releasing. And the same with the tongue and the mouth area, we can just feel where the expressions, the muscles of the face have been expressing. And so there might be some tightness somewhere, and you can just feel that. Oh, I don't need to do that. I can let them go. Keeping that contact with the tongue and the roof of the mouth. Now we can just sit for a few moments with that just like inside traveling of awareness. Oh, there's a bit of tension comes up there. Oh, hello. Ah, let go. Like naturally the seeing, the feeling, the shining the light helps to just release what was being held unconsciously. And allow yourself this going into stillness inside the body, this natural groundedness that we have with us all the time. Even though there's some movement always, the heart beating, the breathing, the blood circulating, all of that going on. There's still a certain stillness within that, or movement within the stillness that's part of that stillness, groundedness. And when you feel yourself starting to go into thoughts and just very gently and kindly come back to one of those points of contact, or including just the lips touching is a good point of contact as well. For the hands on the body somewhere, the bottom or the back, touching the ground or the chair, lips touching or the tongue, and the whole body feeling of all of those connecting in resonance with each other. The nature of meditation is that we're always attempting to just come back to this grounded presence. But there's always falling out of grounded presence. and this happens to everybody, even very experienced meditators. There needs to be a very gentle, kind attitude to, oh, where did I go there? What funny trip in my mind did I go off on? What funny story did I get into? Train, and just without necessarily getting into that story or where that train's going, just gently coming back to body grounding, presence inside the body. And maybe the mind, that the monkey mind that wants some more excitement, will start to create more distractions, more very important problems to think about. And we can just see it as the monkey mind and just, yes, 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 monkey, yes, yes. I hear you. And I'm here now with you, but I'm focused. We don't need to feed that need for drama and stimulation like a fire, where we can just sit with the embers with a small little glow. We don't need to put more wood on. We don't need to throw some petrol. We don't need to throw some cardboard or anything else on it. We can go, yes, yes, little fire, I see you. You can just keep burning on low, you know. And the feeding is when we go into the stories, get on the train, get carried away. That's the feeding fire. And so meditation is just going, there's not all there is to life, feeding the fire. There's also just this other way of spending our time, spending this precious life. Just being here now. Sometimes we're very influenced by the work ethic and the consumer society, that even in meditation, we need to be working hard. We need to be transforming ourselves into a much better person, into a Buddha. And that can get in the way of just being here now. The need to sort ourselves out and work on everything. It can be like an interference on the line. So we can hear that interference without any judgment. We just hear it. Oh, there goes that interfering mind again that wants to fix everything and sort everything out. First, we need to settle. Maybe some clarity will come, maybe not. It doesn't matter. Just liking being inside the body in presence now. Getting a taste for that delight, that gift. Greatest of gifts, the temple inside our own body. We can just sit for a bit, kind of like just in the juices in this big pot. Even if it's not perfect, even if we're not the perfect meditator yet, and maybe we don't need to be, we can just sit enjoying this way of coming into whole body. Just as a way of steadying our heart, mind, from the waves that crash around outside, the waves of the world, that lift our feet off the ground or knock us over. Just this familiarity. The more we taste it, this stillness inside body, the more we can easily come to this. We can easily, in the middle of a busy situation, we can come back to the stillness as a resource, a very rich resource. And slowly, with everyday practice of being inside our body, we can learn to live from that place. Slowly, slowly. From some presence. Slowly, slowly joining up the dots. Gathering. And this whole body feeling, we can continue on with when we go to do walking meditation, of just staying as much as possible, inhabiting the whole of our body from inside, and just see how that is to go from the sitting, the immobility, to movement, but still dwelling, residing, resting into this inside body stillness whilst in movement. And this can be really interesting. And by moments, it can be helpful to bring attention just to inside, you know, certain articulations, like as you're walking, just feeling the articulation movement there. The ankles, the knees, of the hips. Maybe the shoulders moving a tiny bit. So we're flowing on from sitting meditation to walking. Our eyes a little bit more open, otherwise you'll bump into a tree or a person or something. finding a nice place in a park, near to your house, by a river, where it's a bit flat, where you can make a path of maybe 18 paces and put two things like a hat and a water bottle to mark the spots where you know nobody's going to come and cross that path. As much as you can know that. Just spending the time going up and down that path. This whole body way. Like a tuning into the whole experience of being a sentient being. Walking on the planet, being on the planet. We'll end this meditation now, this sitting meditation. Thank you very much for being here. Is it not? Oh, not the camera. Oh. Thank you. Kitos.